Cerebras upsizes IPO to $4.8 billion. $4.8 billion now earmarked for wafer pre-purchases before the first lockup even starts. That volume forces TSMC to reallocate capacity away from smaller AI chip designers who cannot match the commitment. NVIDIA will have to decide whether to defend margins or flood the market with discounted Blackwell units just to keep key accounts from switching over. Smaller players face a choice between expensive spot buys or delayed tapeouts that push their product launches well into 2027. OpenAI launches $4 billion deployment company. Embedding full-time AI engineers inside client environments changes the revenue mix from pure API calls to recurring services fees that carry lower gross margins. That shift immediately pressures Anthropic to stand up its own deployment team or watch mid-market accounts migrate to the new offering. The acquisition of Tomorrow accelerates the timeline, but it also exposes OpenAI to fixed labor costs that pure token-based margins never carried before. Expect enterprise contracts to include headcount minimums within the next 2 quarters. Anthropic ARR hits $44 billion after 80 times growth. In a single year usually signals either a massive new market or unsustainable discounting just to land the biggest logos. Dario's number points to the latter. OpenAI now faces pressure to launch its own deployment services at similar scale or lose the same enterprise pipeline that Anthropic just captured. The real test arrives when those contracts hit renewal and the burn rate for frontier model training collides with services overhead that investors have not modeled yet. Pentagon signs AI deals excluding Anthropic. The supply chain explanation masks a deeper mismatch between Anthropic's public safety charter and Pentagon requirements for direct weapon system integration. OpenAI and Google now gain exclusive access to classified data streams that will shape their next model fine-tunes ahead of everyone else. Anthropic must either carve out a defense subsidiary with separate governance or accept permanent exclusion from the largest single AI buyer in the world. Either path changes their roadmap and valuation trajectory within the next 18 months. Google finds first AI-built zero-day exploit. Security teams now face exploits that AI wrote from scratch, not just polished. The real shift hits when every mid-tier group starts generating these at scale. Expect zero-day volume to double inside 12 months. That compresses the patch window from weeks to days and forces SOC tools to add real-time model scanning or lose their edge entirely. One admin tool breach already shows the pattern, and the next wave will target multi-factor flows across the board without warning. Claude Code adds Agent View dashboard. Parallel agent sessions just became manageable from one screen, but the real test comes when those agents edit overlapping files at the same time. Merge conflict rates will spike unless the dashboard adds automatic coordination hooks. Without that, parallel work turns into coordination debt fast. Rivals shipping single agent tools now have 6 months to match the orchestration layer before .NET teams standardize on Claude's view and stop switching contexts altogether. Workday CEO. AI replaces labor, not software. Enterprise software budgets rarely shrink when AI arrives, yet this stance keeps the core platform untouched while trimming the people layer instead. Large Workday customers therefore redirect transformation dollars toward internal process bots rather than rip and replace projects. That squeezes the services arms at Salesforce and Oracle first, pushing them to cut implementation headcount before their license streams feel any pressure. The pattern repeats across HCM suites as buyers realize the existing stack already contains the hooks they need. ReSharper adds AI agents to Visual Studio. .NET developers gain agents that refactor across solutions without leaving Visual Studio, yet the second-order effect appears in how quickly JetBrains can lock in that workflow data. Microsoft now has until the full 2026.2 release to match agent depth inside Copilot or risk losing daily driver status among enterprise .NET shops. Teams testing the early access already report fewer handoffs, accelerating the shift away from piecemeal extensions. The lock-in potential grows each time an agent learns the team's specific patterns. AI product searches surge across ages. Which age group actually converts fastest once AI surfaces the links? younger users click through immediately, while older demographics still pause to verify seller ratings and read reviews manually, creating a measurable lag that retailers must now engineer around with separate trust signals. This split will push mid-market platforms to deploy age-specific agent interfaces by early 2026 or lose share to Amazon's unified experience. Older users will demand those extra steps or abandon the flow entirely. OpenAI shares cyber model with EU. Brussels now holds leverage that no other jurisdiction has secured from a frontier lab. OpenAI's move gives regulators direct testing rights on live cyber tools, something competitors have avoided by staying silent on regional access. This forces Anthropic to either open Mythos under similar terms or accept a shrinking European footprint as enterprise customers migrate toward compliant options within the next 12 months. Labs that delay compliance will hand OpenAI an uncontested lead in regulated sectors. AWS Bedrock Agent Core previews payments. Agents handling payments will process their first 1,000,000 transactions before most enterprises finish their security reviews. Bedrock's preview lets agents bypass human approval loops entirely when calling paid APIs through Stripe and Coinbase. Watch what happens to the API margin when this hits enterprise SLAs and forces providers to pre-authorize autonomous spend limits or lose agent traffic to cheaper open endpoints. The providers that set clean spend limits first will capture the initial wave of agent-driven traffic. AI pushes data centers to Europe's edge. Power availability, not land or fiber, now dictates where the next wave of AI data centers can actually open in Europe. The projected $7 trillion in spend will concentrate first around existing hydro and nuclear sites rather than new greenfield builds. That concentration accelerates renewable interconnection queues in Scandinavia, while leaving Southern Europe grids strained and pushing some inference workloads back to centralized U.S. regions by late 2026. Operators ignoring power constraints will hit permitting walls by 2027.